You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey guys, welcome to episode 25 of The Purpose Show. This is our new monthly segment of coffee and questions. So how this works is I pick two or three frequently asked questions that I've either always gotten and just kind of want to clarify once and for all, or that I've recently been getting a lot. Sometimes I'll post on my Instagram and like open the floor for new questions, which I did for this episode. And just kind of see like, what is it that you guys are wanting help with? What is it that you're maybe hearing me talk about or seeing me do in my own life, since I'm basically use my Instagram stories every day as kind of like a family vlog? You know, kind of what are you seeing that you want help with? What's, you know, kind of inspiring you, but you're not really sure how to take action in your own life? And I just kind of like to open up the floor to what you guys are needing. And I think it's really good because I don't want to get in my own head and come up with content for the podcast just from my own self. I want to hear what you guys want to know. So this week, I've got some pretty good questions that I'm excited to dive into, and I don't want this episode to be too long, so let's just jump right in. So the first question that I got a bunch of times was centered around how I plan my week. So a lot of people were asking, how do you plan your week with homeschooling, work, family time, home maintenance and errands, and then like spending time with each of your kids? Just kind of how does your week look? And that's a really good question. So with everything that I have going on, I don't just work. I'm a CEO of our incorporation, The Purpose Group, and I have a lot going on. So we have employees and like 9 or 10 different people working for us and under us, and there's just a lot of things to manage with that. And we're homeschooling older kids. Bella's in third grade, so it's kind of when it starts to just get like a little bit more, not difficult, but I guess time consuming. The days are a little bit longer just because there's more ground to cover with her. So there's definitely a lot going on, but I do feel like we finally have struck a really good balance. So I'm happy to share. So I kind of follow something that, I don't know if this is something that is out there that a bunch of other people do or talk about. So forgive me if it is, but I kind of created this on my own for myself. There is this idea called batching, and people use it for, it's basically like a productivity hack. So the idea is, there's like psychology behind it, and it's really interesting if you want to Google it. But basically, when you are working on a type of task, like for example, let's say that you're writing. If you're writing, you're in the writing zone. So you want to get all of your writing tasks done during a batch of time that is set aside for writing. If you write, you know, 10 pages of something, and then you stop to check your email, and then you go have lunch, and then you record a voice, you know, if I record a podcast episode or something, and then I try to come back to writing, my mind has exited writing zone and it's bopped around to different things, and you're less productive. The studies show that you work much slower and you're just way less productive. Things get done much slower. And so this idea of batching is kind of tackling similar tasks in batches. And that worked really, really well for me when I was starting my business and kind of doing everything. I was creating my own graphics, writing blog posts, recording audio lessons, creating courses, you know, making videos, all of these different tasks that, you know, I now am just kind of like the face and the creative brain behind everything. So I decide what we're going to do and what we're going to talk about, where we're going to take the business. And then I physically do the things that have to be me, like live streams and videos and course lessons and things like that. But on the back end, all of that stuff is now delegated to employees, which is awesome and freed me up so much. But it helped me, batching helped me so much when I was in the startup mode. And so I've kind of taken that idea and carried it into my week. So I kind of have this like batch style schedule for my week. And one of the reasons that I kind of hate talking about this is because it always sounds so perfect, like, oh, this is how I do my week, and it's always like that. And that's just not the case. I'm a really mellow person. Our life is very flexible and it changes all the time, but I do kind of have the same sort of ideal day or ideal week that I kind of go off of. And then there's little tweaks and changes here and there as needed. So I'm just going to share with you sort of what like my batch style weekly schedule sort of looks like. So I've shared before on Instagram that there are different days set aside for different priorities. And what I mean by that is I know that Monday is a heavier work day than the other days of the week. Monday is a day where I'm usually recording the podcast if it's recording week. And that's another topic, but I even have batched week. So every week of the month is set aside for a type of work. So the first week of every month, I record the podcast and into the second week if necessary. You know, the third week of every month is usually like going over the next quarter or the next month and just kind of looking ahead and planning. You know, the last week of the month is always extra meetings if they're needed. So I even back in terms of like the month. But for the week, you know, I know that Monday's a heavier work day. So there's different priorities like work, homeschooling, and like home and life maintenance is kind of how I categorize it, I guess. So on Monday, work is a heavier priority. So I know that I normally spend like just like 1 to 3 at the most hours in my office in the morning. And usually like that's really pushing it. That would maybe just be if we were launching something new or it was like a crazy time. It's really almost never 3 hours. But on Mondays, I definitely do block out more like 3 hours for work in the morning. So after breakfast and everyone's settled, I go in the office on Mondays and I work. I will just kind of check things out. I check my email only once a week. I kind of just catch up on things and take care of any tasks that are waiting for me in Asana is the platform that I use to manage work tasks. So Monday, the heavier priority is work. That doesn't mean that I don't homeschool my kids on Mondays. It doesn't mean that I don't maintain my house and do my normal tasks and stuff on Mondays. It just means that work gets a little bit of a bigger time block on Mondays. It's my heavier priority on Mondays. Tuesday is a heavier errands day. So that's the day where I'll usually like go to Costco or go to the store just to get like filler groceries, whatever we need for the week. I'll usually like go to Target and get house things that we need. Anything that I need to do, if I need to run to Sephora or something like that, I will probably plan that on Tuesday. And again, this is like very fluid, but typically Tuesday is a heavier like errands day. Friday is a really heavy meetings day. I always schedule all of my team and professional work meetings. So when I need to have a meeting with our CFO, when I need to have a meeting with my chief of staff, when I need to have a meeting about press and upcoming, you know, speaking in events with my PR girl. Those are always on Fridays. And so that's a very heavy meeting day and I can plan for that and kind of gear up for that. So it gets me in the right frame of mind for each thing. Wednesday and Thursday are definitely heavier homeschool days. So you can kind of see how every day I'm doing all these things. Every day I homeschool. Every day I do a little work, at least think about my business and maybe write a little idea down on my phone or something. I definitely don't like actually come into my office and work every day, but you know, I'm still a business owner and thinking about things all the time. I still homeschool and take care of my house and run errands, you know, on every day and do things every day. But there are certain days set aside and my week is very like batch style so that I know like Monday is a very much a heavier work day and it's kind of like blocked out like that, if that makes sense. And then on each day, you know, Brian is home now. When he worked, it was definitely, it wasn't able to be so simple. It was definitely more of like a take it as it comes sort of lifestyle for me with balancing like the kids and starting up my business. And I didn't really have any employees yet. So it was really, really hard and I was doing everything. And honestly, if you're in that season, my advice is just to put your head down, focus, and just take it as it comes. If there's a fire that needs to be put out with your kids, put work aside and focus on your kids. If there's a fire that needs to put out with your new business, you know, go ahead and have a higher tech day for the kids and focus on getting that fire put out in your business. Like that's kind of how it worked at first. But now that Brian and I are here together, he has his own work tasks and his role in the business, and I have mine. And we both kind of swap things out and share the load of schooling and home maintenance and as needed. So his heavier workday is different than my heavier workday. We would never purposely plan like our heavier workdays to be the same day, because then that's going to lead to arguing and stress, because who's watching the kids, who's helping them, who's schooling them. We're both exhausted at the end of the morning from working, and now we both got to do homeschooling. So we kind of have it on opposite schedules. So we're kind of just like high-fiving each other and tag teaming throughout the day. And it works really, really well for us. So I hope that makes sense. There are some weekly rhythms that I have in place to just kind of like nurture my family and make sure that I'm feeling good, everybody's happy, we're close, and that we don't get like lost in the chaos. We have a weekly date night, Brian and I. We have a weekly family night where we'll either like watch something on Netflix together and order pizza, or have popcorn, or we'll have game night. Sometimes we do board games. Sometimes we do video games. Sometimes we just want to get out of the house because maybe we were home extra that week or something. And we just kind of like want to go and take a nighttime walk or go for a hike or get out and go see a movie at the theater or something like that. I have things like for each of my individual kids, I'll usually just kind of grab one of them and take them on an errand with me one, you know, throughout the week, and just kind of get in that one-on-one time with each kid as I can. If my daughter has been seeming extra emotional or kind of in a bad mood, I'll, you know, say, hey, jump in the car. Let's go get coffee and hot cocoa and just walk around Target and get some things that we need for the house. And we'll have like a talk, and I'll like kind of pour into her and give her extra attention. Or, you know, if not just her, if any of the kids needed that, I'll kind of just pick one and grab as I feel it's needed and just kind of pull them along with me to run our life together and be with mom one-on-one. And Brian does the same thing. So they're kind of getting a little bit of one-on-one time with us as we live our lives and as we go through the week, which is awesome. Do you feel like you're barely getting through your days, friend? Does motherhood feel more like a hurricane of chaos that you're just kind of surviving rather than the awesome, joy-filled season that you want it to be? While motherhood is hard, and I'm not going to lie to you about that, and it is servitude and giving to your family from yourself, it doesn't have to be something that we're waiting to be over, something that we're spending counting down the minutes till nap time or bedtime or waiting for the next day to start. If you're wanting to sort through the clutter in your mind, your heart, your home, calendar, health, routines, and relationships, I created Unburdened just for you. It is a guide that will help you go from drowning in a sea of stress and overwhelm to owning your time and living the best version of your motherhood so you can live abundant, well, and intentionally focused on those who matter most. Unburdened is the overwhelmed beginner's guide to a simpler motherhood. In Unburdened, I will walk you through how to stop overcomplicating, procrastinating, and just start making positive changes now, how to declutter just a little bit, not getting super deep into it because you can't handle that when you're this overwhelmed, but just kind of a surface declutter that will get you real results in your house so you can just clean up less, how to declutter toxic relationships in your life and set some good boundaries, how to simplify clean eating, get healthy, and feel better finally, how to simplify your calendar, how to start owning your time and not just manage it as life happens to you, how to stop just setting goals and letting them sit there and start actually defining where you want to go and getting there through reverse engineering and goal setting, how to create a cleaning routine that works for you and your life. This course is a mini course. It is small, but it is straightforward, and it is everything for the mom who feels like she needs a total overhaul but is too overwhelmed to start. It'll help you simplify the things that have you stuck and leave survival mode behind for good. If this is resonating with you and sounds like you and something that would really help you right now, go to bit.ly/getunburdened or click the show notes for this episode and click the link to Unburdened and just check it out, read about it, see if it sounds good to you. I really poured my heart into this little course, and I created it for the mom who's just really wanting to simplify and declutter and pursue a life of less, but she's so burdened and so overwhelmed with the mess of just all the things. It's not just her house, and she wants to sort of simplify on the surface of all the different things in her life so that she can focus on her family more, so that then maybe she can focus more specifically on really truly purging her entire house. So this sounds like it's for you. I encourage you to check it out. You're probably the person that I created this for, and I want you in there. I want you to have it. I want to help you. So go check it out, bit.ly/getunburdened. And so I think that's pretty much it. I do meal planning. I was doing that on Sunday night. Now it's kind of more like Monday night. And then on Tuesday, I go get the groceries. But I am a once a week meal planner. So we go and get like some things in bulk that we need at Costco to have like a snacks and stuff. But I kind of plan at least some like general meals throughout the week and then go get the groceries for those on Tuesday, which is errand day. And so that's kind of how it works. And again, it's very fluid. Some weeks it's totally different. If we're like launching a new course or something, that's going to add a little bit of extra stress to our schedule. And it's kind of like hunker down time where things are very abnormal. Brian will probably take on more work and more household maintenance tasks during launch week because I'm like overseeing and I'm stressed and I'm watching, making sure everything's going well. But to balance that, we always plan at least like a 2-day getaway as a family after we launch something new. So you kind of like just balance. Like sometimes you just have to hunker down and work extra and, you know, let other things fall away or, you know, slip by a little bit. But then you celebrate and you take a break and you refresh yourself. Sometimes work falls by the wayside and I just kind of let some tasks go. I actually just did that the last 2 weeks. I was supposed to be recording the podcast and catching up on tasks and writing for all of these press article opportunities. And I just wasn't feeling it. And I just felt like I wanted to be closer to my family. And like, I just needed a break. And I just left everything. I let all the deadlines come and go and I didn't do anything. And the world didn't end. Everything kept going because I've got an awesome team behind me. And you know, now this week I'm super refreshed. My family is doing great and I'm working a little bit more. I worked about 2 hours every day this week, but I normally only work like 3 or 4 hours a week total. And I feel good. I love being back here. I'm more refreshed. So kind of have that batch style schedule throughout the week, but I balance it and it's very fluid and it changes as I need it to. The next question that I got quite a bit of was, how do you teach your kids to develop a routine? So I'm guessing this question was asked so much just because this week on my stories, I had shared so much about just the different like rhythms that we have in our house that the kids are involved in and things like that. And just to encourage you guys, this can totally happen for you. It's not like I have some magic pill or, you know, magical unicorn kids who are just special and listen really well and do whatever I want them to. And I'm not like a crazy mean mom or anything either where they're like scared to not obey the rules. It's just simply like consistency. I also say this a lot, but I'm also really big on just explaining to your kids what the deal is and why you want them to do something instead of just commanding that they obey. I just talk to them and I just explain, like, you know, things go a lot simpler when we do this. I really want you guys to wake up in the morning and make your beds and just get dressed for the day because then it makes our day way easier and you get to pick out what you wear and we can just jump right into breakfast. And kind of knowing that and having that, like, that you can just come down and have breakfast if these things are done just kind of motivates them and it makes them understand too, especially as they're getting a little bit older. Bella and Leland are 9 and 7. So they're just a little bit older and they just understand that logic and they want to know why we do things. If I don't tell them, they'll ask and I encourage that. So I don't want anyone to think that I just have like all these crazy rules and I'm like a Nazi mom. It's just like, do not come out of your room until 7 a.m. or you're going to be in trouble. It's not like that at all. It's just an understanding that this is the way our house works and it runs really smoothly. Everybody enjoys it when it runs smoothly. And so we're all a team working together to make that happen. So with the morning routine, especially, I definitely have to remind my kids and prod them for other routines. Like during the day, you know, they get caught up in playing and they get distracted and they'll forget to like do their chores and pick up after they've played with something. I definitely have to remind them to come back and pick up with, you know, like the toy kitchen and the toy food and stuff, and they'll leave it everywhere. And I definitely have to remind them to come back and put it away and, you know, just like normal mom stuff. But I would say, especially with the morning routine, I really don't have to remind them very much. So this just came about from being really consistent. The rule right now is 7 a.m. Bella has her own room and her own alarm clock in there, and the boys share a room and have their own alarm clock in there. And at 7 a.m., both of their alarm clocks will beep and just let them know, like, hey, it's time to, like, get up and start the day. Usually they're already awake for maybe, like, a half hour or so, sometimes less. Sometimes they're not awake and it's a miracle. But the, you know, whatever, however long they've been awake, 7 a.m., the alarm beeps and it's time to start the day. And they just know to make their bed. And, you know, as best they can, Hudson's always kind of comes out like, did you even make it? But it's fine. He did his best and he's only five. And Leo helps Emmett make his. And Bella makes hers really nice because she's nine and a girl. And then they just kind of get themselves dressed and come down for breakfast and do chores. And they do the dishes. They unload the dishwasher because I run it the night before. And we kind of just get into our rhythm. And I don't really have to remind them or prod them for that because it's the first thing of the day. And so it really helped me to fit in like the most important things that they do in the morning routine because it's the first thing they do. They're not distracted yet. They're not exhausted from the day. It's morning. They're excited to come out. They know that if they just hurry up and pick up their room and make their bed and get dressed and come down, they can have breakfast and start the day. And then after breakfast, we rinse the dishes and unload the dishwasher from the night before. And like I said, all that stuff starts. It's a really great morning routine. So put your what you want your kids to help you with in their morning routine, and then just teach it to them really happily. Don't make it like a drag or like a chore list and they better do it or else. It's just a part of our routine. It's a part of our family and they're valued members of our family. And we're a team. So we all need to work together. Otherwise things are just not going to work out. And it was consistency. Just kind of going along with them in the beginning and showing them what to do and how to do things, where the dishes go, how to be careful with the dishes. They know that it's okay if they break something. I'm not going to freak out. So if I'm not afraid and nervous and like dreading doing the dishes, they know how to make their beds. They know that I can tell when they're just being super lazy and not making their beds well. And that I'll have them, you know, I'll nicely tell them, you know, please come back and take care of your bed. Let's keep our things nice. And I also know which ones are too little and just can't make the bed very well. And it's okay. The older ones will help the younger ones make their bed and just kind of pick up and pick out their outfit for the day. They kind of know the whole routine and it's awesome. So it was just a little bit of consistency. You know, sometimes you may need to wait for your kids to get a little older before this works really well for them. And then I would say for the rest of the day, teach them routines and then just remind them to do their routines instead of having to remind them to do every single individual thing in the routine. So for example, I'll say, hey guys, let's do our after lunch pickup. And after we have lunch, we pick up the dishes, we rinse them off or whatever, or throw them away because we usually use paper plates for lunch. And then they know to just kind of go through the house and just pick up any toys that are out, pick up anything that was left out or needs to be put away or that they forgot to put away. They pick up the backyard, you know, wherever they were playing, they just kind of go and check it out, make sure it's picked up. And then that's pretty much it. They know that Emmett knows that he needs to go and find his, he calls it his guggle. He's saying snuggle. But it's what he calls his little blanket. And he goes and he lays in my bed and he's allowed to turn on Netflix, which he watches for about 2 seconds before he takes his afternoon nap in my bed. Most days, some days he doesn't nap if we're busy. He doesn't really absolutely need it. It's just better if he naps. And then the other kids know that it's time to go and play quietly. It's not a tech time. They know that Bella will usually go by herself because she's an introvert and have her alone time in her room and color or draw or read. And the boys will usually build Legos together. And they just know that's our afternoon routine. So yes, I'm reminding them of something, but instead of reminding them like, hey, pick up the living room, pick up the backyard, pick up downstairs, go pick up your room again, go play quietly. It's quiet time. I just say, hey guys, time for our afternoon stuff or our afternoon pickup. And they just know what to do. Same for evening and after dinner and all of that. It's just, I remind them that it's time for a routine instead of having to nag them to do each individual task. And I promise you, it just comes with age and consistency from you and they will get it. This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up-level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show, head to alicasaza.com for free downloads, courses, classes, and to learn more about what the next step might look like for you. I'm always rooting for you. See you next time.